438,110 dead. NEAT admits Joe Biden failed to shut down the virus. By Wendell Hasebo on January 24, 2022. President Joe Biden failed on coronavirus preparedness, testing availability, and implementing mandates, the New York Times admitted Sunday. While the establishment media often hyped Biden's ability to shut down the virus and return the nation to normalcy, the Times wrote Biden has failed to accomplish his 2020 promise to do so. Since he was inaugurated on January 20 last year, 438,110 people have died from the virus, a number that is still increasing by more than 10,000 people every week, the Times revealed. On the issue of preparedness, the Times slammed Biden for not anticipating future variants and the need to have the nation ready to combat the virus. Biden continued to focus almost single-mindedly on vaccinations even after it became clear that the shots could not always prevent the spread of disease. The White House bet the pandemic would follow a straight line and was unprepared for the sharp turns it took, the Times piece continued. The administration did not anticipate the nature and severity of variants, even after clear warning signals from the rest of the world. The article knocked Biden for not focusing enough on testing before and during the Omicron variant, which caused a considerable amount of damage to the labor market. The administration lacked a sustained focus on testing, not moving to sharply increase the supply of at-home COVID tests until the fall, with Delta tearing through the country and Omicron on its way. The lack of foresight left Americans struggling to find tests that could quickly determine if they were infected. The Times then thumped Biden for not forcing Americans to get shots and for his cautious approach to implementing mandates and vaccine passports. The president tiptoed around an organized Republican revolt over masks, mandates, vaccine passports, and even the vaccine itself, as he worried that pushing certain containment measures would only worsen an already intractable cultural and political divide in the country. The nation's precarious economic health, and the political blowback that Mr. Biden and members of his party could face if it worsened, made him all the more cautious. So rather than forcing Americans to get shots, he spent months struggling to accomplish it through persuasion. The article comes as health experts have begun to suggest Omicron may be losing steam, a progression Biden and his experts would likely welcome. Polling indicates Biden has a 33% approval rating amid an economy impacted by the coronavirus. The economy and jobs ranked as larger crises for Americans than coronavirus. But many of Biden's coronavirus policies have negatively impacted the economy, such as massive spending, mandates, school closures, and vaccine passports. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.